Cochrane. Kicking off Pride Week in Cochrane for the second year running, the Progress Pride flag was once again hoisted up in front of the Cochrane Ranch House during a ceremony on Sunday, August 15, which included representatives from Cochrane Pride, the town of Cochrane and the Stoney Nakota First Nation. Mayor Jeff Janung said he was glad to see the Progress Pride flag fly in front of the ranch house during the ceremony. Janung said he could easily mention many of the clichés that are brought up regularly by officials when discussing Pride Week, like inclusivity, welcoming everybody and ensuring everyone's safety, but wanted to avoid those things. Of course, that's what our job is, that is what we're trying to do on a daily basis. However, what does Cochrane Pride Week mean to me? Well, that's a different story, he said. I'm standing before you today because I wanted to share some gratitude for being trailblazers in your community. You are living what everybody else is trying to do, and that is to bring positive, impactful change to your town, to your hometown, and that is hard work. Janung explained 2020 was the first year that a flag had ever been flown on the extra, usually bare flagpole in front of the ranch house. Janung explained the flying of the Progress Pride flag has opened the door for other community groups to have visible symbols of inclusivity fly in front of the ranch house. The town has now developed a policy to allow other groups to raise their flags on the courtesy pole, because of the work of Cochrane's LGBTQ2S+ community. That may sound like a small thing, but it's a huge thing, Janung said. You guys are trailblazers, you are bringing change to this community that is going to be impactful and long-lasting. For example, the Filipino community has asked to fly their flag on this flagpole to celebrate them being a part of our community. That is what Cochrane Pride Week means to me, it means impactful change and positive change in our community. Renita Bartlett, an LGBTQ2S+ community, said she is proud to see the flag flying above the ranch house. Bartlett was instrumental in planning Cochrane's first Pride Week. Bartlett said it took her until she was around 20 years old to come out to her family and friends. It was hard for me and I know some of you guys can relate. I didn't know how it was going to be received. I was very fortunate to have a family that loved me, but they never talked about gender and sexual diversity at all. That was never a conversation around our kitchen table. Despite growing up with no ties to the LGBTQ2S+ community, Bartlett said, she always knew she was a part of it. I wasn't sure, when I was younger, what that community was called, because I didn't see any rainbows around me, I didn't see anybody who said they were like me. It was very lonely growing up for sure, she said. And then I came out, and holy moly, then it was all about pride. I was very fortunate and I have been fortunate to attend prides all across Canada and all across North America, and I'm very proud to stand here today for our second pride. Bartlett gave thanks to the groups in the community who work toward proving a safe, welcoming space in Cochrane for its LGBTQ2S+ community members. It's so important to feel welcome in your community, and I always feel welcome, she said. Before hosting the Progress Pride flag, an elder from the Stoney Nakota community blessed the flag with a prayer. Cochrane will celebrate its second Pride Week with a series of events including spin classes, games nights and drag shows. Visit Cochrane Pride on Facebook or cochranepride.ca for more information.